Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Dear with everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. I'm your host today, Edel, and in the booth we have Marion helping me along. We would like to start off by thanking our sponsors as always, Hutt Valley Irish Club, Peter and Susie McGuinness, Butler's Irish Chocolate. Thank you very much for supporting us each and every week. So I've got quite the eclectic show for you today. I thought I'd be a real millennial and start one off. This week I was out on a run and I was listening to some of those kind of old school dance classics. And I had Roisin Murphy on my Spotify playlist. Now, she's really popular Irish DJ, known for like a lot of her house and disco and funk. She's played at, I think, nearly every festival that I've been at back home in Ireland. She always has the dance stage and usually kind of headlines it. She's also got a real quirky sense of style. She wears like real cool designer brands, does like Miu Miu and stuff like that. Anyway, massively popular DJ. So as I was listening to this playlist that Spotify just kind of creates for me, the Sing It Back song from Moloko came on. And I was kind of confused because I was like, oh, I didn't really know maybe she produced it or maybe she was involved in it. And then I found out something that probably everyone knew, but she was the lead singer in Moloko. I just assumed they were this like European dance band, kind of like Eurovision-esque kind of songs. Anyway, Roisin being the headline singer in that. So to kick us off today, I thought we would play Moloko and their massive hit from the kind of early 2000s. This is Sing It Back.
Control this empty.
welcome back to the show. So last weekend, I decided that I would, you know, take the big trip and venture outside the capital. So I headed to the bright lights of Petone, to the Lighthouse Cinema that's out there. Now, first of all, they had the cutest little 10-seater screening room. We were actually chatting about it'd be really cool to book that out for like a private screening for something. But anyway, out there, we went out to watch a movie called Redemption of a Rogue. So I had little to absolutely no expectations going in, by the way. My husband had heard about it. It had been reviewed on the radio, said it was one to go with. I'd say it's a comedy, but you can tell by my tone of voice, it's you know, it's a comedy, but it's quite dark. It's a 2020 Irish film, and obviously, you know, 2020 being the year it was, a lot of these are coming out in late releases. So Philip Doherty directed it, and it's starring Aran Monaghan, Ciarán Roach and Aisling O'Mara. And it kind of explores some of the themes around being Irish and immigration and returning home and ultimately redemption, which kind of comes through the whole thing. But the movie itself centres around Jimmy. He's a bit of a small town criminal, returns home to town in Ireland. He's done a bit of a stint in prison, so much of a rogue. And he's returning home to see his father. But he's forced to kind of confront some of the consequences of his past actions and his relationship with his father and his former girlfriend. Yeah, so his father had this stipulation in his will that he can't be buried until a day that it is not raining. And it being Ireland means that it's just raining the whole time. So he sticks around much longer than he want to. I really enjoyed this film. Lots of like dark humour in it, lots of great one-liners. But what stood out more than anything else was this unbelievable soundtrack. Gilly Motts are in it, Junior Brother, Sprockets, Alicia Kelly. A whole host of Irish artists are in this soundtrack. So today I thought the featured artist on it, Lisa O'Neill. So she's done lots of songs for like Peaky Blinders and that. But this is her kind of main song for the soundtrack of Redemption of a Rogue. So this is Lisa O'Neill and the song is Blackbird.
Sit on my shoulder and tell me some. When I cry, do you hear in color or black and white bird? The morning is new, but the feeling is old. Intervene, blackbird, in a short in the road. Blackbird, the way I imagined love was wrong. I've come to love them like I couldn't fathom, blackbird. But I tap away and I fear and I long. Intervene, blackbird, and it's short in the road. Ooh. Ooh. Blackbird, slip into my slumber and show me some. When I dream, do you see in color or a dull board? The picture is peaceful, but ooh.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So this week was the Met Gala, and I'm not really known for being much of a fashionista or anything like that. And it was all set to the style of Karl Lagerfeld. He did like Chanel and Dior and all that. Anyway, the one that really stood out to me for kind of an unusual reason was Pedro Pascal. So he's in Game of Thrones. He's the lead character of Mandalorian. Recently was in The Last of Us TV show. That's a great one, by the way. But what stood out to me was he wore this bright red shirt, this black tie. He had this kind of red jacket on, black shorts, black socks, black shoes. And he looked exactly like the set dancing costume that my brothers used to wear when they were set dancing about 20 years ago. So I sent them the photo of Pedro Pascal saying, was this your like set dancing outfit? And my brothers came back saying the only difference was they had red socks, not black. So it's kind of not the same. But anyway, so I went down a wee bit of a rabbit hole around set dancing this week. So Irish set dancing, not really to be confused with step dancing, which is what most people would see with Riverdance and the likes. Step dancing is obviously more famous. It's done on stage. It's kind of a single-handed thing. Whereas set dancing is kind of a significantly different character altogether, much more of a social kind of gathering. So set dancing tends to have no generational limits. It's got people from all ages. You might have an 8-year-old dancing with an 80-year-old. There's beginners, there's children, adults. They all kind of mix together. Doing some research into it, it apparently originated from the so-called quadrilles of the court dances frequently in French and English courts. So the movement was this kind of 8-piece set. So there'd be four couples. They tended to have these in kind of real unique big balls. It was very rigid, very strict. Whereas when it kind of migrated to Ireland, that loosened up quite a bit. So it kind of had its roots in kind of rural communities where gatherings were really important because they wouldn't see each other day to day. So having these weekend set dances were really important, and it was where people met. Originally, people's homes and kitchens and barns and halls, and they just get a bunch of musicians that could be thrown in the corner and just start these dances. Obviously, it evolved over time. There was more kind of traditional elements that were brought in. Originally, people, only the people that knew the set could do the set from that area. So one of the neighbors would drive to another area and they would teach this new set, and then it kind of changed and evolved. There's a lot of dances that grew over time. They reckoned at one point there was probably over 1,000 sets alone in Kerry. So you can imagine what that is for like the rest of Ireland. Over the 32 counties, it would have grown a lot more. Some of the popular ones are like I always laugh, the Clare Plain set. It's actually quite a nice set, but it's called the Clare Plain set. There's also the Carfin one, the Caledonia set, the Connemara set, Cashel, all that. What I did a bit of a research into was this real cool Japanese band. So they're called the Toyota Kaylee Band. So you probably guess they're not from from Ireland. They were founded in 2011. Basically, a bunch of dancers that were in Japan really wanted to find a regular Kaylee, but to do that, you needed musicians. So then they sort of tried to evolve it around. And then a bunch of Japanese people just started to pick up a lot of Kaylee instruments, organizing these monthly events, these Kaylees in Japan. And then it sort of escalated from there. The song I'm going to play is actually the Connemara set. It's complete. They competed in Fla Ceoil in 2016. First time a band from Asia ever competed in an Irish Fla. They went on to win their category, and they received this massive standing ovation at the end. So what we're going to play now is the Toyota Kaylee Band and the Connemara set. And this is their entry that won. And so you'll hear this massive raucous applause at the end. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Capital Irish on Access Radio 106.1 FM. So you just heard a bit of a homage to our producer Marion's home county and with the Connemara set, but we're going to move down south to my neck of the woods. Much more crack down there. We're going to talk a little bit about Timmy McCarthy. He did so much work to preserve very specifically a lot of the sets that are held in West Kerry and kind of East Cork side of things. That's where I'm from, just around the border there. So Timmy was actually born in London and grew up with his Irish immigrant parents. Obviously, they had strong ties to Cork. That's where they were both from. But he was enrolled in step dancing classes as a youngster by his mother. And he was not very keen because they used to have to wear kilts. And he didn't quite like that as a young fella in London. But his parents passed away. He moved back then to Cork in the 60s and worked as a butcher. Where he was kind of surprised to find the tradition of folk music was kind of more so in London than there was in Cork City. So he started to kind of begin getting out there and looking at other areas that had music, playing some dances. There's a story that he apparently tried to get a show band to play traditional folk music, which didn't go down very well. He eventually fell across this club that Jimmy Crowley was running. This was kind of in the suburbs of Douglas. They used to do a kind of a monthly event there. And that actually began the morph into the Cork Folk Festival. So this was way back in the kind of the late 60s, that kind of era. He always was trying to find areas to play in and sing. And then one night he was in the pub and his quote was that a woman called Ellie Buckley saw him sitting down, took him by the hand, threw him around the floor. He didn't know what the hell was happening, but that was the Sleeve Lucre set and it changed his life. So going from step dancing to joining these sets, he just started emerging himself in that kind of traditional. He moved to Ballyvourney, not too far from where I'm from either. And then set dancing just became a massive part of his social life. Then he properly learned the Sleeve Lucre set. He went and learned the Black Valley Square jig. He also was the one that kicked off the Kool-Aid jig, which is kind of on the border up high, the Borland Valley Polka set and the Two Sis set. So he started recording all these sets and learning them and then teaching them to other people. So he started kind of evolving it and bringing it back. This would have been the early 70s. He saw it as a way of kind of rescuing all these dances from obscurity because they'd only be had in these small wee villages. So he started teaching and then he realised that he didn't have a musician. So he taught himself how to play the accordion. So that way he'd never be looking for a musician again if he could just play. He started taking over local dance halls and then started kind of travelling around Clare, the rest of Kerry and sort of spreading it a bit more. He ended up passing away in 2018 and there was this big concert before he died that was held in his honour. He ended up having just a real good get together of all these traditional Irish musicians. He's also got a lot of tutorials online even back then in 2018 of how to do some of these sets. But he was always known as Timmy the Brit because he was born in London. But he said that the Irish people were where he felt most at home and always knew Ireland as his home. So I've managed to dig out a bit where he is playing the accordion. So it's kind of a minute clip. It shows his playing. Now, he was more of a dancer than an accordion player. But I think it's important just to play a wee bit of Timmy that he picked up later in life, the accordion. So here's him playing a wee reel.
Dancing. Yeah.
welcome back to the show. That was a mighty wee tune from Timmy there, playing a wee reel on the accordion. I have a few rundown of events this week for you to head to in Wellington. The one that everyone needs to get down to is Into the Woods. It's a Stephen Sondheim production. It's in Tiawaha in the Art Centre, about a baker and his wife, and they're trying to reverse a curse placed on them by a mysterious witch living next door. And then as they go through their journey, they meet, you know, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood and all that. The reason it's a great one to see is it's a fantastic play in general, but the wonderful Áine Gallagher plays the baker wife. She's well worth a visit. Great wee Irish girl, stunning voice. So massively, massively excited to see her this week. Make sure you get down to that. Also remember that the Hutt Valley Irish Society potluck dinner is the last Sunday of every month. Make sure you get down and bring a plate. Of course, I have a massive shout out to do for the Hutt Valley and Wellington football teams, the junior men who won their division, which is fantastic. Fair play to them. I think they're now hitting into the oldest junior men's team that I've ever seen. But they're still going and they've won, so that's fair play to them. And then obviously the biggest shout out to the ladies. So they've now managed to secure the triple. So they've done the senior team have won the Australasian State Games. They've won the Wellington Sevens and now the New Zealand Champs. They had a good celebration the weekend just gone. Fair play. Amazing to see. Great wee team and just outstanding that they've gone this far as well. So what I'm going to do is to play us out. I've got another West Kerry fiddler. This is Padraig O'Shea. So he fronts up the band Teada, and you see them often playing in Galway. They're kind of based out of Sligo a wee bit, but you'd often see them playing in any of the pubs around Galway. Padraig will be playing the vocals and accordion. Gary O'Brien's on guitar. Jeremy Spencer's on fiddle. And Robert Harris is doing the bodhrán and percussion. So this is the West Kerry set. It's a polka. It's fierce lively. Great crack all together for if you're ever wanting to do some set dancing. So I will catch you all next time. Have a great week and Slán go fóill.
Listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.